Hare Krishna. This is a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 10, Texts 39 through 43, plus Chapter 11, The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna, Texts 1 through 6. Text 39. Sukadev Goswami continued. The two young demigods thus offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Sri Krishna, the Supreme Godhead, is the master of all, and was certainly Gokuleshvara, the master of Gokul, he was bound to a wooden mortar by the ropes of the gopis. And therefore, smiling widely, he spoke to the sons of Kuvera the following words. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna was smiling because he was thinking to himself, these two young demigods fell from the higher planetary system to this planet, and I have delivered them from the bondage of standing for a long time as trees. But as for me, I am bound by the ropes of the gopis and am subject to their chastisements. In other words, Krishna submits to being chastised and bound by the gopis because of pure love and affection, worthy of being praised by a devotee in so many ways. Text 40. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, the great saint Narada Muni is very merciful. By his curse, he showed the greatest favor to both of you, who were mad after material opulence and who had thus become blind. Although you fell from the highest planet, Svargaloka, and became trees, you were most favored by him. I knew of all these incidents from the very beginning. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is now confirmed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead that the curse of a devotee is also to be regarded as mercy. As Krishna, God, is all good, a Vaishnava is also all good. Whatever he does is good for everyone. This is explained in the following verse. Text 41. When one is face to face with the sun, there is no longer darkness for one's eyes. Similarly, when one is face to face with a sadhu, a devotee, who is fully determined and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will no longer be subject to material bondage. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22:54, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. If by chance one meets a sadhu, a devotee, one's life is immediately successful and one is freed from material bondage. It may be argued that whereas someone may receive a sadhu with great respect, someone else may not receive a sadhu with such respect. A sadhu, however, is always equipoised toward everyone. Because of being a pure devotee, a sadhu is always ready to deliver Krishna consciousness without discrimination. As soon as one sees a sadhu, one naturally becomes free. Nonetheless, persons who are too much offensive, who commit Vaishnava aparads or offenses to a sadhu, will have to take some time before being rectified. This is also indicated herein. Text 42. O Nalukuvera and Manigriva, now you may both return home. Since you desire to be always absorbed in my devotional service, your desire to develop love and affection for me will be fulfilled. And now you will never fall from that platform. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The highest perfection of life is to come to the platform of devotional service and always engage in devotional activities. Understanding this, Nalakovara and Manigriva desired to attain that platform, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead blessed them with the fulfillment of their transcendental desire. Text 43. Sukadeva Goswami said, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead, having spoken to the two demigods in this way, they circumambulated the Lord, who was bound by the wooden mortar, and offered obeisances unto him. After taking the permission of Lord Krishna, they returned to their respective homes." Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 10th canto, 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Deliverance of the Yamala Arjuna Trees. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11, The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna. Texts 1 and 2. Sukadeva Goswami continued, "O Maharaj Parikit, when the Yamala Arjuna trees fell, all the cowherd men in the neighborhood, hearing the fierce sound and fearing thunderbolts, went to that spot. There, they saw the fallen Yamala Arjuna trees on the ground, but they were bewildered, because even though they could directly perceive that the trees had fallen, they could not trace out the cause for their having done so." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Considering all the circumstances, has this been done by Krishna? He was standing on this spot, and his playmates described that this had been done by him. Had Krishna actually done this, or were these merely stories? This was a cause of bewilderment. Text 3. Krishna was bound by the rope to the ulukala, the mortar, which he was dragging. But how could he have pulled down the trees? Who had actually done it? Where was the source for this incident? Considering all these astounding things, the cowherd men were doubtful and bewildered. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The cowherd men were very much agitated because the child Krishna, after all, had been standing between the two trees. And if by chance the trees had fallen upon him, he would have been smashed. But he was standing as he was, and still the things had happened. So, who had done all this? How could these events have happened in such a wonderful way? These considerations were some of the reasons they were agitated and bewildered. They thought, however, that by chance Krishna had been saved by God, so that nothing had happened to him. Text 4. Then all the cowherd boys said, "It is Krishna who has done this. When he was in between the two trees, the mortar fell crosswise. Krishna dragged the mortar, and the two trees fell down. After that, two beautiful men came out of the trees. We have seen this with our own eyes." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna's playmates wanted to inform Krishna's father of the exact situation by explaining that Not only did the trees break, but out of the broken trees came two beautiful men. "All these things happened," they said. "We have seen them with our own eyes." Text 5. Because of intense paternal affection, the cowherd men, headed by Nanda, could not believe that Krishna could have uprooted the trees in such a wonderful way. Therefore, they could not put faith in the words of the boys. Some of the men, however, were in doubt. Since Krishna was predicted to be equal to Narayan, they thought, it might be that he could have done it. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. One view was that it was impossible for a small boy like this to have done such a thing as pulling down the trees. But there were doubts, because Krishna had been predicted to equal Narayan. Therefore, the cowherd men were in a dilemma. Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. Nanda and the cowherd men did not believe the children because their feelings for Krishna would not allow them to think that Krishna was omnipotent. Some of the men, however, remembered Gargamuni's prediction about Krishna being equal to Narayan. Though full of affection for Krishna, they became uncertain and thought, maybe he did it. Text 6. When Nanda Maharaj saw his son bound with ropes to the wooden mortar and dragging it, he smiled and released Krishna from his bonds. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Nanda Maharaj was surprised that Yasoda, Krishna's mother, could have bound her beloved child in such a way. Krishna was exchanging love with her. How, then, could she have been so cruel as to bind him to a wooden mortar? Nanda Maharaj understood this exchange of love, and therefore he smiled and released Krishna. In other words, as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, binds a living entity in fruitive activities, he binds Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj in paternal affection. This is his pastime. From Gopala Champu by Jiva Goswami. After Krishna was released, but still angry with his mother. Slightly smiling, Nanda then asked his son, "Will you go to your mother?" Krishna said, No, I will spend my time with you." Then the wives of Nanda's elder brothers said,
"Whose milk will you drink?"
Krishna said, "I will drink fresh milk from the cows mixed with sugar." They all said,
"Who will you play with?"
Krishna said, "I will play with my father. I will bring my brother also." Nanda said, "Will you not go to your brothers, mother?" Angrily, Krishna said with tears in his eyes, She left me and went away." Hearing this, Rohini, with tears in her eyes, said softly,
"Oh, son, why are you so harsh? Your mother is suffering."
Not listening to her words, Krishna, with tearful eyes, glanced at his father's face. To attract Krishna, Rohini gave a signal to Balaram. Balaram went to Krishna and held his hand. Krishna rejected his hand and went to the lap of his father and held his arms around his neck, looking at Nanda's tear-filled eyes and bringing Nanda under his control. Seeing Krishna's internal affection for his mother, Nanda raised his hand as if to beat Yasoda in order to reveal Krishna's affection for her. "O son, if you agree, I will beat her." Krishna could not tolerate this and blocked Nanda's hand. Smiling again, Nanda, showing great compassion because of his paternal affection, and, understanding the heart of Krishna's mother, said, O son, if your mother is in this condition, what will you do? He spoke while smiling, indicating she would die. Because of his childish nature, Krishna immediately became anxious for his mother. With tears in his eyes, he said, Where is mother? I must go there. In anxiety, he went to Rohini's lap. While all were noisily laughing, Rohini, who bestows the greatest happiness, took him and entered the house. He hugged his mother's neck while crying in joy. She kissed the child's head and made sounds like a cow. With melted heart, she sobbed, making all others there sob. Yasoda pacified the women with comforting words, and a slight glow appeared on her face. She appeared healthy, with a beautiful face, and satisfied her child with breast milk. With the other helpful women, she fed him and Balaram. For 3 days after this incident, being reserved, Yasoda did not show herself to Nanda. But on another day, Krishna, on the order of his father, brought her to him, holding the edge of her cloth. From the day he was bound, the women of Braj called that beautiful dark child Damodar in a joking way. What poet amongst all the great people in this world can describe Yasoda, whom Sukadev Goswami has said is much superior to Brahma, Shiva, and Lakshmi? The drum roll of her fame, announced by Sukadev, wanders throughout the three worlds with great renown. Neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yasoda. Srimad Bhagavatam 10, 9, 20.